Tonight on Project Runway All-Stars, things are getting wild. We're going to the zoo, we got a case of a copycat, and you know someone's going home. Plus, we are Skyping in with contestant Dimitri. It's all coming up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. So good. Don't you just feel something?
Yeah.
When you feel that?
Oh, yeah.
When you hear that?
Life.
So appropriate for this episode. What's up, everybody?
Into the
this
jungle.
This is Project Runway, the after show, All-Stars edition. All right. I am your host, Haley J, along with my hosts of Lovely Ladies.
Hey, everybody. I'm Monique Loveless.
And I'm Katie Thompson.
And we have a very special contestant Skyping in with us. We have Dimitri on the line, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Hi.
Thanks so much for joining us. We're excited to talk with you soon. All right, guys. Let's dive right into this episode. This was On the Prowl.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think?
Loved it.
Yes, this was a good one. I was missing the cheetah, though, so.
Yeah.
You know what's funny Leopard. Is I thought that would be an immediate grab, because in my mind, they say pick an animal. I would immediately go for the lion.
Yeah.
Or the alligator.
I would have loved to see, I honestly would have loved to see Dimitri get the jaguar.
That's what I wanted, a big cat.
I know. And I would have loved to see that, because I feel like the vibe would have been different than what, who got the Cynthia done? I mean.
You gotta work with what you have, so.
Yes.
What was the setup? Did you have any idea where the animals were? You were just kind of running around loose trying to find what you liked.
So the zoo was so large, we had a map, and pretty much I got lost. I was running like this and just got lost. Because you don't really see everything on edited TV version, but it was much more, you know, happening in that zoo.
I definitely would have been in your position getting the last pick, because I would have been completely lost if it was just up to a map.
Right.
That's for sure.
What my question would be, what would you have done if you would have gotten the jaguar?
Well, you know, you're always in the moment when you get a challenge or a theme, and then it all depends on what you find at mood, because sometimes you have an idea, but you cannot find the specific fabrics that you need for it. So you have to improvise, and then you have to come up with something else.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on materials, really.
Okay.
And we want to let you guys know what's coming up a little bit, of course. So the contestants, the challenge is to pick out an animal for a wild lookout. Monique is finally getting her way, because we're seeing a little bit more drama between the contestants.
Yes.
We wanted that drama. And, of course, we have to say goodbye to someone. Now, we want to also get into our segment, our special segment, Pass or Purchase with Dimitri later. We are going to actually switch it up a little bit. We're going to go through all six looks, and we're going to tell you which ones we pass or purchase on. This one was fun.
Yeah.
I felt like there's a good amount that I would definitely want to purchase.
Okay. Definitely. Yeah.
Especially with the end. But you're right. I was expecting to see more of the cheetah print, because we're seeing that coming back now. Dimitri, you can fill us in on this. We've seen a lot more of cheetah, I feel like, in my experience, in the past
leopard.
Month, I'm seeing it everywhere. Leopard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is the timeline of when you guys filmed to now?
What is it? I'm sorry. What was the question about the timeline?
As far as the space in between as when you filmed to when it airs.
Oh, oof. It was, we filmed summer 2017, so it's been a year and a half.
Oh wow. Because we were trying to predict as far as trending, if you guys are close to knowing that what's going to be hot soon, but you really kind of have no idea what's coming in fashion if it's a year ahead. But maybe
we were not even sure if it's going to air or not with all the mess, whatever was happening around it. So
yeah, because that's a long time. Yeah, that's a long time in between for airing, you guys. Yeah. Yeah, that is a long time. Will you be in New York Fashion Week?
Not really. I'm working on mostly custom-made dresses and just pieces between London and New York. I spend a lot of time in London, so I'm not showing collections this year, because I've been so overwhelmed with my custom made things. Yeah. So maybe next season.
Okay. What's your favorite thing to make? Like dress, pants, a suit? What's your go-to?
I love dresses, but in reality, you know, I make day to night everything, outwear, suits, separates. But I do love dresses.
Because you love dresses, did this challenge specifically get you excited to make a girls' night out wild look? What was your first thought when you heard about this challenge?
I always try to follow the trend. It's not like even I followed the trend. It's just that, you know, I'm in trend always. So, and whatever I was making at that moment, this type of dresses, they were in fashion. And that's what considered to be high fashion. Today, it's a little bit behind, you know, a year and a half later.
Yeah. But
they call them peasant dresses. They were really hot at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I was making.
I was going to say that because you in what we're seeing now and what you're making as far as this season has been peasant, but on your collections, it's usually edgier. What made you go into the more feminine direction, like the more flowy feminine direction?
You know, I feel like overall throughout this season, I've been very diverse, but yes, I evolved into something else, and that would be very sad if I wouldn't. You know, because as a designer, you constantly grow and you change with the time, with trends. Mm-hmm. And I've been known for the sleek cutouts, but then, you know, how many cutouts I can make? You know, you have to, any artist.
With this challenge specifically, is it Rhea or Rhea? I've heard it pronounced different ways, but were you trying to make it more flowy to resemble that animal?
I wanted volume, but I also wanted to make something that is really light and flowy because it's a bird. It doesn't really fly, but I mean, it's kind of large.
Has to have that element.
But to make a look that is flattering for a woman's body, so you kind of have to figure out how to.
What was the timing like for you with this challenge? Were you right on time or were you stressed at all to finish quickly? Because we don't really get to see all of those kind of details.
You know, usually we have like 8 to 10 hours when they say you have a day, but, you know, it's not really a day because within a day you have to do a television. You know, you have to film your interviews. You have to stop when you have your critique, you have to reorganize things. So it takes a lot of time out of the actual work. So, but I always very, very focused on what I do. That's why, you know, people say that I'm quiet and I don't really talk. So, but I can't be talking constantly if I'm working, you know.
Right.
So I take every second of my time.
What happens with the things that you guys create on the show? If you're, like, not the winner at that moment, what do you guys do with those things?
I have no idea. We never see them up.
I was wondering that, too. I would want to keep them as memories.
So y'all never see them afterwards?
Never, never. Sometimes they are merged on, like, where do you buy things? eBay or something.
Okay.
So they are available somewhere, but I have no idea where.
Oh, wow. And there was, my favorite part was, there was a little drama between you and your friend Christina. Was it Christina or Michelle?
Michelle.
But you kind of stayed out of it, I noticed. You just said you were quiet.
Well, what my thing was she won this. What, now that it's a year later, what are your real feelings about her winning the look when it was inspired by your season winner look?
I mean, I was really trying to avoid the drama, and I talked to Michelle before all that happened off camera, unfortunately, because when people start talking, she approached me and we talked. I said, I don't care, you know, it's like, you know, I moved on from that. Do whatever you want to do. But then other designers, and then I feel like Michelle lost your cool a little bit, and she confronted me in front of the camera and put me in a position where I had to, you know, kind of talk about it. But yeah. I still don't understand why she did it, because we talked off camera before that. But I guess it was a good TV.
Yeah, that must be really a weird feeling when you think you're at a certain place with someone in your relationship, and then when the cameras are out, they kind of put on, I guess, a show for cameras.
And you cannot escape the situation. And right. I always try to avoid drama, because that's not who I am.
Really. I think that's a good standpoint, especially being professional, going in for a job to do. You want to avoid all that, because it might be good TV now, but who are the designers in the end that are going to last because they avoided getting caught up in that?
Yeah, but, you know, for TV, you need some action.
That is true. You want right. to keep the...
a little bit of drama.
We do like the drama.
What are the one-on-one interviews like? Do they ask you questions to get you to talk badly about the other contestants, or is it actually just your feelings on stuff?
Sometimes it's not really they ask you to talk bad about other contestants, but they producers, they take you throughout the process. Sometimes we don't even remember who said what, and then they just film your reaction. And of course, they try to get the juice out of you, but you know, it's real feelings. Whatever people say, that's how they feel, because everyone is so frustrated and everybody is so tired out of their mind. Yeah. And sometimes people just say, you know, not pleasant things.
Right.
But Del, speaking of non-pleasant things, he described Django as always saying he's going to give up and he's almost the cancer of the room. So as far as when you're in the workspace and all this other energy, some positive, some negative, some are happy, some are sad, how do you block that out and focus on what you're doing?
I don't even know. I think it comes with the experience. But we are so pressed for time, and, you know, you constantly, even if you take me, I might look calm, and a lot of people think maybe it comes easy to me, but inside, you know, I'm dying, and I'm nervous, and because you feel constantly that you're going to be out, so you have to finish the task, and this way you kind of, like, have to block everything what's happening around you.
What was your feeling going back into the workroom, having already won a season and been there? Were you nervous? Were you more confident?
Well, I actually won 2 seasons.
Oh.
Because you won season 4 and 10, right?
Yes. I did not, it's not like I did not want to do this season, but I said no to it about 3 times.
Oh, wow.
Because I was very busy with what was happening in my life. But after talking to executive producer of the show, and he explained me, that it'll be all international winners, and it's, this global exposure, and what do I have to lose? And then, you know, he convinced me, and I actually had a good time filming, because I feel like the first time I actually had fun with designers, because we all know each other so well. Mm-hmm. And then all the international designers were a lot of fun. I mean, the production of the show, it's a separate story, but I had a good time with the crew.
And is what you seem to be the designer that everybody is looking to in this season, even the judges. Who is one of your favorite designers out of this? Out of this group of people?
They all have their pluses and minuses. I think if you take Django, I think he's so misunderstood. Mm-hmm. But I thought he was so creative and so fresh. Probably he's not made for this kind of pressure, for this kind of time limits. But I think he was very, very, very interesting. For me,
mm-hmm.
I think Bidel, from Canada, his techniques were very, very, very good and very strong. You know, but when you think overall, it's hard to, because, you know, I never have anybody or anything favorite. I always find something great in everything, but overall, you know, everyone is great, but.
Right.
Right perspective. Guys,
do you win? Do you win this season?
You got me there.
guys, we'll get right back to Dimitri. We do have a special announcement really quick from Miss Monique.
Hey, guys. Before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a five-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
So, Dimitri, we couldn't get the answer out of you, but of course there's always a winner and loser of each episode. Who were you most... We lost Julie this week. Who were you so sad, especially, to see go?
I think Julie from Australia. She was the light of the room always. She always... So was laughing, and she was in a great mood because it was very refreshing to see somebody in that environment being so light and so upbeat all the time.
Now, do you stay in contact with any of your contestants?
Yeah, we actually have a group chat with Michelle, Anthony, Anya, and Sean.
Oh, nice. So, do you guys bounce ideas off of each other?
No, we just trash each
other. Well, it's nice to be able to kind of separate that. You don't always have to only talk about fashion. Just also being friends is nice to have that companionship.
Yeah, we all live in different places because not a lot of designers. I think Sean is in New York. I see him in my neighborhood all the time. But the rest of the designers, they're not. They're all over America, all over the world. So we just communicate via text.
What is the food situation? I've always wondered, like, is it catered? Do they give you food? Do you have to pay for it? What's the sitch?
It's catering.
Is it good?
This season, the food was not great.
Oh, no.
Compared to other seasons.
Okay.
We just spoiled this way, you know?
See, that right there could throw me off my game. I'm like, I didn't like lunch at all. How can I focus?
Right.
Yes, nowadays, everybody's so health-oriented. Like, right. People are vegetarian, vegan, fish eaters, everything. But then when the choice is limited, you know, sometimes you don't know what to eat.
Yeah. Surprised they wouldn't have more options because most people these days have some type of restriction in their diet.
Right.
Especially out here in LA, like everyone's got something going on.
Crazy.
Everybody's gluten-free, right, in LA?
Right. Gluten-free, no meat, everything.
Oh, man.
What did you think about the judges for the All-Stars? Different from when you were on your seasons. Like, you had Heidi, you had Michael Kors, you had, like, all of these.
Yes, on season 10, but then I had the same judges on All-Star season 4.
Okay.
So I was familiar with them.
Okay.
Do you ever get irritated based on maybe not thinking the judges have the right credibility to give you the advice that they're giving you? Do you ever think, like, who are you to tell me? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Right.
My problem, especially now being, I am a professional, you know, and I'm a very hard critic on myself, first of all, everybody else. And I was teaching at Parsons for 2 years. That's the school I graduated from. Mm-hmm. And then when the guest judge has nothing to do with fashion, sometimes, and when somebody like that giving you a critique and in a way that is not very kosher, then, you know.
How do you stay so calm?
Right,
that would drive me crazy.
Yeah. Right.
It makes you a little bit nervous.
I do have a question for you as far as your collection is absolutely incredible. Like, there are so many dresses that I would love to wear out any second. What is the personality you have in mind when you're creating? Who is she that you're dressing?
You know, it's an interesting question. Today's fashion is so diverse and, you know, it's all about personality. So, and everything is based on a client. I have very diverse group of women that I work with and I just, you know, follow their needs and their body types and their kind of like preferences. Of course, when I do a collection just for to show, then it all depends on my current mood, my inspiration, and whatever I want to say.
And this is always a fun question, especially for fashion people. You know, fashion is always recycled, especially in a modern way. What is something that you look forward to now or in the future that you want to come back or that you would like to bring back?
I would love to bring back the elegance. Even I know we all love to wear, you know, sweatpants and be comfortable. But I feel like even being comfortable, you can still look elegant and put together. I think that's what I always try to do in my work.
How do you feel when they tell you, because I feel like you've gotten this critique a lot, when they tell you that it looks like an ice skating costume or there's too many tassels or it looks like a dance costume? Have you thought about maybe designing some ice skating stuff? Because I love it.
I do a lot of details and a lot of kind of like embroidery pieces and appliques. And depending on them. And sometimes people, especially when I'm in the process of making something, sometimes people, if they don't quite understand where I'm going with it, the only thing they see is a costume.
Yeah. I don't think you can do any wrong, though, in my eyes. I love everything you make. I'm always like, no, don't critique it. It's amazing. It looks great. So,
but if you look in today's fashion, what's shown in Paris and London that I'm constantly visiting, you know, it's a very interesting era in fashion. Yeah. So it's not about minimalism, that's for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So talk about your inspiration a little bit. Does it come very easily to you, or do you get in ruts sometimes, or you have to take a few days to step away? How does that work?
Yeah, on Project Runway, there are no few days to step away.
Right, that's true.
Well, the inspiration, you know, for every collection or a group or capsule collection that I do, so I have to go through such a moody and maybe a little bit of an unhappy times, because you find inspiration and then you try to find that look. And it's always a struggle. It's always a struggle until you find that first kind of a look. And then from that first look, everything else comes up.
Yeah, it's just getting that start.
Who is one of your favorite designers? Like, for instance, you're bringing up Paris. I love Beaumont. I love Olivier Rousteing. Like, everything he does is always the next level. Who is one of your favorite designers?
Again, and it's absolutely truth. I never have anything favorite. I appreciate the moments or the details, or I can love like one look in a collection, for example, even Balmain, and then the next look I would be like, oh, I can't stand it. So it's always about the moments. So I'm very eclectic in that way, and that's how I get inspired. So
I like that.
Do shows inspire you? Do you go to shows like the runway shows? Do they give you inspiration?
Oh, absolutely. Especially when the designer presents his collection in more kind of a theatrical way, which is amazing, and not everybody can afford it. And I feel like that this way you can really express your vision and you can really show your soul or your mind, open your mind with it to other people.
When did you know that this is what you wanted to do? Were you a kid? Were you a teenager coming out of school?
Since I can remember myself, it's not like I even wanted to be a fashion designer. I knew that's who I am, because since the age of 5, 6, I was already sketching, and it was fashion-related. My dad is an artist, and I have it from him. He's an architect. That's probably why a lot of architectural, my early work, a lot of architectural influences was there. So, but I never chose to be a fashion designer, really.
It chose you.
Yeah.
Dimitri, we want to get into our special segment with you. So, like I was saying earlier, this is Pass or Purchase. We're going to show the top six looks, and we're all going to give our input on whether we would buy it or if we would pass on it. So we want to see. And you got to be completely honest. It's a year later, so they can't get mad at you. We're going to go through the looks, and you'll tell us if you'd want to buy it or pass on it.
Okay, guys, but you know, I can't see you.
Okay, we're going to help you describe it as it comes up. We'll say, I don't know if you remember we'll say the name. I don't know if you'll remember if they made that, but we'll help describe it. Hopefully that brings it back for you.
Okay. A make it work moment.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes.
Right.
All right, so first up, we had, is that Anthony Ryan?
Yes, that is
look?
Anthony's.
So Anthony Ryan had that long layered, his was an owl inspiration. A lot of people said it looked like a zebra.
There's no owl in that to me.
Is that bringing anything back for you, Dimitri? Do you remember it?
Yes, I do remember it. I think it was one of his best works.
Yeah.
But he does this type of pants and this asymmetrical tops with, like, tails all the time. It's not the first time that he did it. So, but I love the fabrication, and I did not see anything of his inspiration, but the look was very clean and very sophisticated.
I agree. I liked this.
Right. I definitely liked it. So I would say purchase, but it would be a daytime. It would be a daytime look.
It's like a brunch.
Because I did love the colors. And even though he took I know you say you don't see owl, but he took the traits of the owl and made it more into the fabric instead of making it look exactly outside like the owl.
Yeah.
I feel like the daytime look I would purchase.
Yeah, I would purchase it. I feel like my boobs wouldn't look great in it, but I'll give it a purge. Yeah, I'll do it.
Those can always be worked on.
Next we got Sean had the giraffe, and he had the model with the bun heads, and it was the not that one the
I liked it.
There we go.
I did too.
So did I.
The judges were like, no, what's that sash piece?
Yeah, what's funny is we see that cut more now. So that to me wasn't a weird cut in the middle. But Alyssa Milano, she did not like that.
And
at
they
all.
Said they didn't like the fabric, but I loved the fabric.
I did too.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
I did too. I would say purchase.
We're going to purchase that one. Next we have, you might know this guy, Dimitri's look. So. The critique was that we definitely, I'll be honest, I don't know if I would wear this out in like a club situation, but as far as just wearing it in general, I do like it. And it's very different than what you've done, which in my opinion shows more creativity. I know they were giving you a little heat for it, but I love the neckline.
Yeah.
I wish you got to keep it.
Right. I did actually really love the transparency in this dress. I love the fabric that you used. But I do feel like it was more of a day look. Like, I don't know if I would wear it to, you know, on a wild night out. But I would definitely wear it to brunch with some wedges and some big hoop earrings. So.
Great for like a cool beach party.
Yes, for sure.
And we can find those out here in LA. But if you want to go to that club, Michelle's look, this is one of my favorites, I will say. She actually had the winning look. She had that low cut, detailed. What did you think of that one?
I personally loved what she did. I loved the fabrication, and I think it looked great.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was a very unique piece. It almost resembled stained glass to me in a way.
It ruined it for me, though, with her attitude of the way she brought up the Dimitri stuff in the workroom in front of everybody. That wasn't necessary.
But who knows? Maybe producers were whispering something in her ear to get her to do it.
It is beautiful.
I don't know. All of that is in the workroom. But this dress was amazing.
I do.
Like the execution of it. How it was just put together, and even just like the plan out of where she kind of stepped out of the box with the colors and things like that. I love this dress. I was glad she was the winner because I felt like she was the winner too. So I said purchase.
It had a great TV appeal as well.
Yeah. And we gotta hurry up a little bit here. We know poor Julie had to be sent home. I just think. That look, I mean, she had an adorable monkey. I think she was having more fun with flirting with a monkey than maybe she did making this dress. It didn't exactly
those hip things
come across to the judges.
Yeah,
I said well executed, boring, and didn't like the proportions.
It looks like a saddle on a horse. The things that come off the side, like it's just not. I'm not with it. I'm not.
I don't
there
know
for
if
it.
I hate the size.
Is she an edgier girl for it?
Maybe.
Looked better. She mm-hmm. just had.
Do you get to pick your models?
No, we were like every challenge we had a new model.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you don't get a lineup of I want my model to have this kind of look specifically?
Mm-hmm. No, just before the challenge, we get the card with the model, and like we already knew the models because we saw them working with other designers. So, but we don't get to choose.
Okay, interesting. And then last one, Django's look. He had the lion, which. I mean, it made me scream, that's for sure, but I did not see this resembling a lion.
It's just so, like, Aladdin in the pants. I don't understand.
This, Dimitri, I definitely agree with you. I feel like he's not understood. This is what I said. I thought that this did not go with at least a lion. That didn't give me lion bold feel, but I definitely respect him as a designer because he definitely steps outside of the box and creates something totally different than you would ever think of.
I feel like it was more with the energy.
Yes.
That energy, power he was trying to project. Not necessarily the look of it, mm-hmm. but he had some execution problems for sure.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. This one, I would say pass for the actual challenge, but I would actually purchase that. I'm a thicker girl, and showing up top is better than showing down bottom. So when it's a little more voluminous and it gives that feel of like a pant/skirt and you got these cuts, like it would look a little bit better.
Yeah.
That's
I'm pretty sure for the right girl, it would work on the right girl.
Dimitri, we want to thank you so, so much for Skyping in with us, giving us a little behind the scenes that we don't get to see. It was amazing.
My pleasure, guys.
Yes,
pleasure.
Thank
and
you.
Best
thank
of luck with your collection. I have no doubt you're going to go so far with it.
Thank you very much. Thank
and
you.
Where can Keep we watching. Find? Where can we find you, Dimitri?
On Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter.
And it's just your first and last name, so if they watch the show, they can just find you by your first and last name?
It's look up all over the place. Yeah, okay. I'm everywhere.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You have a good night.
Thank you very much, guys. Good night.
Night. I hope he wins so much.
I do, too.
That was too fun. Oh, my gosh.
All right, guys. Well, we got to get going, but I know the next episode is going to be crazy because they're doing red carpet looks, and that's going to be
my face.
With sparkle.
And
with
it's like awards season, and the best for that to be airing right now. But thank you guys so much. We hope you had fun Skyping in with Dimitri, as much fun as we did. I am Haley J. You can find me at HeyJ, H-A-Y-J _.
And I'm Anika Loveless, and you can find me everywhere at Ms. Mo Loveless. That's M-S Mo Loveless. Also, make sure you check me out every Monday at Total Bellas at 6 p.m. And be on the lookout because I'm going to Fashion Week. MoniqueLoveless.com for all your style tips and tricks.
You can find me everywhere social media-wise at Little Baby Kate's, and check out my podcast, See You Next Tuesday, every Tuesday. And you can find that at katiethompson.la.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.